presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, everyone. This is Alisa Madden, Eric's mom. We've got Eric with us, of course. Mm-hmm. And we've got Courtney Dillon, CourtneyDillon.com, amazing channeler and healer, and a woman of many talents. Michelle is not going to be able to join us today because hot water heater problems.
Oh, no. I'm happy to be here. Family. Yeah. No fun. Yeah. Well, we'll wish her easy fix for that.
Yeah. So, Courtney, how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You were reading the room and you talked about anxiety.
It does feel like there's some anxiety going on today with people listening or calling in. So Eric is just bringing through a message that this is a really important time because there's so much in the world that's like upheaval, you know, we're having all of this upheaval, all this sad news, all this like just really, really hard stuff. To remember, he's saying, to take care of yourself. Just such a simple message, but like what can you do each day to take care of yourself, to slow down for a minute, to take a few deep breaths, you know, go for a walk in the park, whatever it is. It doesn't really matter what it is. But it's just something to take us out of the difficulty right now because there sure is a lot, you know.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people in this group that are worried about other family members and a lot of anxiety concerning that. So not only about the geopolitical stuff going on, but other family members. I know
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, first of all, before we start taking callers, I want to see, Courtney, if you'd like to share anything about you, about your services, et cetera.
Well, yeah, thanks. I do a lot of mediumship work, intuitive readings, energy healing, and I just, you know, it's hard to describe what I do because people just show up and it's really whatever wants to come through or whoever wants to come through for the highest and best. So I love what I do, and I have a spring equinox workshop that I'm really excited about coming up on March 19th. So
yes.
So that'll be a lot of fun too.
And there's a coupon code for.
Oh yeah, I forgot. There too. Thanks for reminding me. It's for CE peeps because I just love all you guys so much. And the coupon is Eric, ERIK20. So for 20% off. So you can use
that. And they can find that and CourtneyDillon.com, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And they can just put the coupon code and it'll take the money right off. So
awesome. But you are also a very powerful energy healer. You do all sorts of things with energy and you have a big team that helps you, right?
I do. I work a lot with the Elohim angels and I work primarily with the ascended masters. So lots of different
heavy hitters.
Beings. Heavy hitters. Yeah, exactly. So we do a lot of energy healing, and, you know, because, you know, if you're struggling with something and you can't figure it out, and I know you know this, Alisa, with your scalar energy, there's an origin point that needs to be cleared. You know what I mean? So we help people go to that origin point and we clear that out so that it can give the body, the mind, the spirit, whatever it is, the opportunity to heal. So
yeah, yank the tree up by the roots, man.
100%.
And I was so happy, and I announced this on my newsletter today, I was so happy to find out that the Elohim agreed to add to the scalar work, energy repair, protection, and enhancement, and the tune-up, sort of mitigating all any adverse influence or impact from other lives on the current life.
Mm.
Like, that bleed through, that block.
That's huge.
Like, that is huge. Like if somebody... It all of a sudden gets depressed when they're 17, they might get past life regression, which is a lot more expensive, and find out that they committed suicide when they were 17 in another life or whatever. I mean, so there's so many connections between future and past life and our current life that the Elohim has agreed that if it no longer serves that person, to get rid of its connection to the current life. And I love that.
That's amazing. I'm so like, it's so, that's so exciting that you're doing that.
Yeah, I did that.
I mean, that they're helping you back.
You
did
first
today?
One today, and
awesome.
It makes the interviewer go a lot longer, but I think it's going to be worth it because I asked Eric, and you can confirm this too, the what few failures we have, 65% is because of the other life can bleed through.
That he's shaking his head, yes, and I also have to see that every day in my work. Like if there's just stuff that you can't figure out where it comes from logically, you know, or you came in with it or whatever, there's like certain character traits you just cannot figure out. A lot of times there's a path, there's just past life, and that's what it is. So, I totally agree with that.
So anyway, it's coming in with anybody who gets the energy repair protection enhancement. And if you're due for your 6-month tune-up, then it might be a good idea and just go ahead and do that. Now everything is going to be included in it, just about, that I know of anyway. I'm learning all the time, though. You want to say anything else before we take callers? Or Eric, do you want to chime in about anything?
No, Eric's ready to talk to people, actually.
All right. Okay, so guys, we just did part 2 of the Ukraine, Putin, Russia thing. Courtney and I did a session on it, and it's on YouTube right now. So be sure that you write a note to yourself to check that out. All right. Let's see here. Let's take the person from a 2029 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
yeah,
I can hear you.
I'm from California.
Pardon
I've
me?
Called in before for my son, Robert.
Yes. Mm. Tell Courtney who you are. And Erica knows, obviously.
Well, my name's Eva. I'm from California.
Yes.
And my son
Eva.
Is in the hospital.
Right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, my phone's screwed. He's been in there for over 2 weeks for alcoholic hepatitis and acute psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
And
psoriasis,
he's not getting better. And I have had Lisa do some scalar work for him. So basically,
I worked on him all day today, all day.
I'm wanting to know. Thank you so much, Elisa. Is there any other type of scalar work he needs? And is he going to come out of this? Maybe it's something from a past life, too.
I did that on him. I had the Elohim work on that, too, for him. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
I do see him coming out of this, actually, I do. But what I do hear, though, this is important, and something that you're going to have, that's going to be difficult for you to, I don't mean to say this, you're going to have to let go of this part, this next part. He's at a very, once he comes out of this, because I do see him recovering, he might have some residual health problems from this experience.
For who?
Your son.
For my son or for myself?
No, your son. Your son.
Okay.
Okay. But he is going to come out of it. What I see that he is experiencing, though, they're calling it a choice point. He's at a crossroads, and he's going to have to make a choice, or he's going to have an opportunity to make a choice to heal himself or not, you know, and that.
Let go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I wanted. No, sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
Me either. It just seems to keep affecting him. His blood was infected. The fluid in his belly keeps adding up, and that had an infection. I believe that's been cleared, but now his kidneys are getting infected, and he's very close to going on dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear is that, you know, the next thing will be his heart and maybe even his brain. So I've been going through it, and, you know, things seem to be showing up on me, and the doctors can't figure out what the hell's going on. But my most important thing is my son. I'm going through it, and I just pray he doesn't, you know, give up.
Yeah.
There's so much going on with his body.
It's really an intense time. He's definitely at a choice point. I see Yeah, and you know, we get these points as souls, right? We get these choice points. He's definitely at one right now. I see him recovering. Exactly. It's a possible one, but I see him, the probability, I'll say this, is that he starts getting better. Some of your physical symptoms are related to, like, taking on his pain.
Yeah. Well, because I've been having this. Well, I don't want to take any time on myself. It's fine. I just want to know my son's going to be okay. And I completely understand the him giving up. I've had those thoughts. And and I think that's where most of my stress and fear and this vertigo thing happening is because of that. I feel like, and I can't see him. This damn COVID thing, only one person's allowed. And that one person is the only person he can go throughout. By the grace of God, it's my daughter-in-law. So, But so is there any other staler work that can be done that Eric recommends?
Anything else I
could
do?
What's that
mean? Anything else I could do?
Yeah, actually, I hear the word self-love, which it sounds counterintuitive to, like, his health at the moment, but it feels like it will help him shift into wanting to...
I didn't know that was available. That's wonderful.
Make that, you know,
super powerful. Watch some of the video testimonials about people who have had it. It's one of the least expensive ones too, so that all helps. So.
Oh, good. Okay, so I will definitely get, keep in contact with you, Elisa. And thank you so much.
You're welcome. I really appreciate
you taking my call.
I'll be saying some prayers for him also.
Thank you, everybody out there. Please say prayers, send love and healing energy, all you guys, to Robert. Can I say his last name?
Go ahead. Dickerson.
Robert Dickerson, please send him love. He's in Nevada, Vacaville, right?
Vacaville, California, yes.
Vacaville, California, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. We truly love you all.
Love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Love you.
Bye. Bye.
We love you, too. That's sweet. Okay, let's see here. We have somebody from the 267 area code.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey there.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
I'm having my own version of anxiety, too, so you were right, picking up everyone's anxiety. Wondering what you're seeing as far as I need to start picking up my activity with looking for a new house to move into by April 1st. And I have some anxiety because it feels like last minute, although it kind of isn't. And I'm just worried that I might have to like settle for a place that I don't want to. I ended up moving into a really nice house and I just got used to it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm hearing, that it's on its way. The house is on its way and you are going to actually, it's going to be like an upgrade. I know that sounds hard to believe in this moment.
No, that's what I want to believe. Keep talking. Let me hear that because I was feeling depressed.
I just went through this over the summer, having to move and literally having like 2 weeks to find a place to live. So I totally get the stress of it and just the feeling of like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, it's going to be horrible. The housing market's so crazy. But as much as you can right now, Jessica, you want to be quieting that noise. And just, you know, one thing that I see this house coming. You're going to love it. It's going to be like, feels like an upgrade. It feels like it's very
awesome,
like a very high vibration. It has very healing energy. And it's just going to fall in your lap. It's going to come pretty close to when you need to move. So I want you to be in as much as you can when you get into that fear, panic feeling. Turn the noise down and just like whatever you need to say, the universe has a perfect home for me. You know, you can use the word God, whatever resonates for you. It's all the same thing or energy, right? God is the perfect home for me. And I am stepping into my new life now, you know, just quiet the noise and say something either aloud or in your head. I probably sound crazy to people when I say it aloud. But whatever you need to do to shut that down, because you do not want to be even on the timeline where there's struggle or strain. because you're meant to move right now. It feels like you've gone through a tremendous amount of personal changes recently as well.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And that is, I like that you're sharing that because that's exactly how I got this place. I moved here just a few months ago. It was a short lease.
Mm-hmm.
And then I surprised myself on how I was, oh my God, this place was amazing. Like I was just really blown away. So do you see me using the emergency rental assistance situation, like the state paying for it because, or something else?
Yeah, I think that you do get that if you apply for it. Have you already applied?
I'm already in it. What's happening is I have like another sort of opportunity that the universe is giving me that now, before I had the security deposit, now they would pay for the security deposit, but I have to like sort of convince somebody to let me move in first without the security deposit, and then they'll get reimbursed.
Well, just
but
that,
it might
trust,
not be for like a
trust your trust your guides to guide you, to nudge you, trust the universe. Anyway, good luck. I'm going to take another call. We have so many today. So I'm going to
it's
ask gonna everybody.
It's going to happen, Jessica. It's going to happen. Is
ask
all I'm
everybody
saying,
to
so.
Try to keep their only to one question because we do have so many people waiting in line
okay.
here.
Okay. All right.
501 Aragon. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello, Elisa?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, this is Donna Fraser from Arkansas.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Oh, my God, Donna.
Donna.
How
it's
you doing? Talk to us.
Do what? Say again.
What do you have for Eric?
I am wondering if I have any messages from the Elohim or the Ascended Masters or my higher self or Eric. If there's
okay.
any good news coming for me soon.
Okay, hold on a second. yes, you have, I'm feeling the Ascended Master stepping forward. I'm feeling Mother Mary.
Ooh.
You've helped a lot of people in your life, Donna.
I believe that about
thank
Donna.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
She's saying you have been a servant and... often unnoticed by, like, you just do it and you don't need recognition is what she's showing me. She's showing
yes,
me
ma'am.
that this is just who you are, that you're a servant of the world and of humans, of people, and you're very loving, and that they can see that work that you are doing. And it has been noted, even though it kind of feels like I do all this and nobody notices sort of feeling, it really has been observed how much you have served the world. That's what I'm hearing for you.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
It's beautiful.
No, thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Lovely message. Lovely message from Donna from Arkansas with the best accent in the world.
I love it. I know.
I love it. Oh, reminds me of home and hot peach cobbler. Okay, we got somebody from the 463 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I'm
what's your name?
Peach cobbler now.
This is Kim from Indiana. Okay, so
what's your name?
Kim.
Kim. Okay. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Okay, so I had something happen or occur yesterday, and the first time that it's occurred, and I just kind of wanted to know if you guys just knew what it was. I don't even really know how to explain it, but yesterday it had me out practically the whole day, and
mm-hmm.
it almost felt like something was fried in my brain right behind my ear.
Something was fried? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, I didn't hear
yes,
you.
Yes, it almost felt like there was something that fried, like, in my skull.
Huh. Okay,
like
let me
zap?
Take a look.
Like an electrical zap or something?
Well, it, what happened had occurred four other times, except for that feeling yesterday that I got behind my ear. And usually when this happens, it's usually after I go to the bathroom and I...
I'm sorry. Okay, let me take a look. Hold on one second. Yeah, it does feel like there's some... one, you need to go to a doctor and get checked out. That's, I'm hearing that. So you need to go get a check out at the doctor. Check up, okay? That's very important that you follow up and do that. The second thing I'm hearing is that you are being influenced a bit negatively at the moment.
Yeah.
And it feels like there is something either in your home or attached to you that doesn't feel like the most positive.
Oh,
and
no.
The best we can call in right now, and I'm going to write your name down and I will work on it after because I know we have a lot of callers today. But we are going to get rid of that because that's not a benefit. Let's just put it this way. It's not beneficial to your life. So it's
that's
been there for a little while and it's not helpful. So can you, there's no chat to type in. Okay. I'll just write your name down. If it would be okay. Can you send me an email with your first and last name? hi@CourtneyDillon.com. Please, after this call.
Yes.
Yes. And I would like, with your first and last name and where you live, and I'll get rid of it tonight. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's cool. All right, 907 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, hello, everybody. My name is Tara, and I'm so glad to be here. Hello, Eric.
Hello. I recognize your voice and name.
Yeah, this is actually Tara from Alaska. Hello.
Yeah,
you gosh. You know, it's so nice to be connected with all of you. I just need to get grounded and just be here with all of you.
Mm.
I really just don't know what to ask for, so I'm just going to ask Eric, is there anything that you can tell me? I know there's a lot going on in my life. I just went through a breakup. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a home.
You're moving into you're going through a... And you are connected with the angels. Did you know that about yourself?
I am.
Yes, you are. You got a couple around you right now.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes, sometimes I see their wings in the corner of my eye.
Yes.
Oh,
I was
my
like, hello. You've got a strong connection here, so it would be beneficial for you to get to know them and start working with them. So you're going to help your life. A lot. That's the first thing. I was like, whoa, she's got angels around her. That's the first thing. The second thing Eric says is you're going through you're moving into a new timeline. And so he's just showing me to let it dissolve. I know it's hard. It's hard because you're in that kind of like that phase where stuff just starts to kind of, I don't mean in a negative way, but it things start to fall away. So to make room for things that are much more in line with your current vibration. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Because you've initiated this change, he says, right?
Yes.
The work
yes.
that you've done on yourself to increase your frequency, your vibration, to heal yourself. It's awesome, but your reality now has to change.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's scary when you're in it, though. It's happened to me a couple times.
Yeah,
super scary, but it will be for the best.
That's exciting. You better call back and let us know how you do, okay?
Get to know your angels, too.
Yeah.
Do they have any names by chance?
Hold on.
Who's their guardian angel? Maybe start with that.
I have a James is one of them.
Hmm.
He feels like her guardian angel, so he's saying, talk to James.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, thanks, Tara, for calling in.
All right.
That is pretty cool news for her.
I know. I saw him.
Oh, my God. That's so cool. All right, 561 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, ladies. This is Gigi. I just want to ask Eric if I'm moving into my new place soon, or when is it in the near future?
Yeah, you are. Is there a thought that you're moving in April?
Well, the sooner the better.
I'm sensing April.
Will it be a positive move? Eric,
it's a very positive move. Yeah.
Oh, good.
You really are feeling tired. Gigi, are you feeling tired of where you're living?
Oh, yes. I can't wait to get out of here. I'm so
I know.
For
they're
the
saying
last
you're
couple
so,
of years.
Exactly. You're so sick of it. Ready for a change, and it's going to be really positive. But you have to have a lot of faith right now that you're moving into this really amazing space, and it's going to be so good for your life.
Oh, wonderful. I want to go back to Florida. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's happening.
Wonderful. Woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you too. Oh, so much good news today. We don't always get that. Okay. 213 area code. Hi there. What's up?
Hello, everyone. So nice to connect with you today.
Same
I
here.
Don't have a question for myself, but I've been reading a lot of things about solar flares happening on Earth, a laser destroying a lot of people, or nuclear bombs destroying. So I'm wondering, is any of that stuff going to happen? Do we have cataclysmic events in store this year?
Okay, well, let me look. Well, here's the thing. That is, there's like an echo of it on the timeline, but it's not going to happen. Okay, that's and I just don't see it happening. I don't see that we are going
I want that from every medium. It's not going to happen.
Yes. It's not going to happen. I heard a different timeline.
Nothing cataclysmic anyway.
I mean, this year we have some probably kind of uncomfortable wild things in store. Don't get me wrong. But I don't see like a nuclear war destroying the whole planet or anything like that. It's just
a laser. Laser show, satellites, and to only people on certain timelines.
Weird.
It's an interesting question. I don't see that the shift in Earth happening that way this year.
Okay.
When I tune into it.
Okay, I can go to sleep tonight. Thank you so much.
Yes, you can. Sweet dreams, darling.
Okay,
yeah, I've gotten that from a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah.
So that's, all the mediums are saying the same thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. You got somebody from the 262 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello. Hi. Hi. This is Michelle from Wisconsin.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, what's wrong with your voice? Do you have a cold bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody send her healing energy.
Thank you. I was wondering if Eric could tell me, what's my purpose in life? I mean, what's going to happen next with me?
Good,
or what am I supposed to do? I don't know.
You feel really lost, yes?
Yes,
that's
very.
Normal. Like in your career path?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. So this is, I don't know if this answers your question 100%, but he says that everything that you have done up until this point and what you will do is leading to a greater purpose, a purpose greater than what you can imagine for yourself right now. So what he wants you to do is just imagine taking the next logical step in your life. It feels like you need to get out of a job. Is that correct?
I don't have a job right now.
Or is it something recent that you were in a job that you hated or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And
my husband passed, and I'm by myself, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. I don't know. I'm just confused, very.
So it's not, like, here, I want you to just imagine he's showing me, like, a staircase, and it's really beautiful, and it's really ornate, but you just want to imagine taking one small step. You don't need to think about the rest of your life right now. It's just like, what's around me? what's in front of me, what could act as kind of a bridge job for me that would help me feel good about myself, that would help me feel, what's your husband's first name?
Kurt.
Yeah, he's here. Oh, he just says he loves you. He says you're doing better than you think.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. All right, great. I thank you so much.
Okay, wait. Eric, do you have any practical advice? Like step one.
Yeah, step one. He wants you just to look around your area. Get something close. It feels like something in related to what you've already been doing. You're not, it doesn't need to be like a new career necessarily. That's going to happen. But first, it's just about finding a job to get you to feel like empowered. It's sort of like the step is to change, get a job to help change your energy, and then you can focus on sort of this bigger picture. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, that would be really helpful. It's like, you know, we think of these jobs as sort of like bridge jobs. They don't need to be the be-all and end-all. You just want to be setting your intention that it is, if you know, we give you money, it serves its purpose, it's pleasant.
And it's
then,
the first step on the staircase.
Exactly. Exactly,
okay.
Lisa.
Moving
your
energy forward. And
exactly. That's exactly what he's trying to show you.
That's
like,
right.
Just kind of, we're going to move forward. You're going to start to feel a little better, a little less depressed, and then other information will start to come through.
Well, that's awesome. All right, thanks, Michelle. I already unmuted her. Sorry, Michelle. All right, got somebody from the 317 area code. Hi there.
Oh,
hi.
Well, hello.
Hi,
Jen. Mary in Tampa.
Sorry,
what's
I missed that.
Happening? Say your name again.
31 Mary in Tampa. 317.
Oh, Mary Tampa. All right. I didn't.
Okay.
We were talking over each other, so we didn't get the first name. Sorry about that.
Gotcha. It's okay. Oh boy. It's wonderful to talk with y'all again tonight. I still am planning to get that tune up for me and my household, Lisa.
I'm kind of glad you waited. I'm glad you waited. So that's good.
Oh my gosh. I know, because I've been thinking a lot about past life regressions and Akashic records and all that stuff. So it's wonderful that that got added. What do I need? Is there a lot of specifics that I need to put in the order again, like in terms of what I might think are current issues or anything, or is it just still, you know, all the identifying information?
When I'm
applying for the tune-up again for the household.
Oh yeah, but the more information, the better, because then I will add things to the script, you know. So that you don't have to. You know, my whole purpose is not my whole purpose, but my whole aim is to just get people to just do that first thing or the tune-up of the first thing, and add a little bit here and there, so they don't have to order relief from depression or blah blah blah.
Right.
You know,
gotcha.
Because I'm only one.
But a lot of times
just one thing can handle so much, you know?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, I had it done last August for the household, and we've since added a cat and all that.
Added a bunch of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I know. We really need it. Okay, well, I'll just be sure to give you a little more info then. I've got a 24-year-old son. This is my youngest child. He's been missing for 5-6 weeks now in the San Antonio area.
What's
the
first name?
It's Vilas.
Okay.
And I know I've asked a lot about him before because we've been battling with probably schizophrenia in him for a few years, several years now. And I know he's got his own path and all that, but I have been in touch myself with the law enforcement folks that, you know, had contact with him in San Antonio. And I'm just, am I overstepping my bounds by talking to these folks? I mean, he's got his father's family. He was living with his father at the time of the latest incident. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm estranged from them since we've been divorced for 20-some mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, obviously I care about my son, and it's very hard not knowing his whereabouts. And so yeah. if I could just even help law enforcement find him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give me a read on what is going on in this young man's mind and his situation?
Hold on a second.
Delos. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, he's very afraid. Like, not afraid is not the word. Paranoid. Like, he feels very paranoid. He feels like
very
a lot of people out to get him. He feels like he's in danger, and he's like he has a little bit of I'm not trying to diagnose. Sorry, but like OCD quality where he's doing things over and over.
Rumination.
Okay. Obsessive.
Obsessive, rumination, feeling like there's lots of various people and beings out to get him. He's checking behind his back.
Or is it negative entities involved that are...
It feels like fracture. So when I ask about schizophrenia, I agree, fracture, which the fracture is similar to schizophrenia. So yes, I feel like that's accurate. That seems like an accurate diagnosis, although, you know, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But
and he abuses a lot of alcohol.
I was just
going to
say that. That was the next thing out of my mouth is that he's on not just alcohol, he's on something else, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he'll take anything he can get. Yeah.
I know, yeah. And it doesn't look good, you know.
Entities are negative entities making this worse? Could getting rid of negative entities help?
Yes, I think it could. The what I'm concerned about, I think it certainly could help, is that because of the quality of his mind at the moment and his addiction, that some of them could come back. But it's definitely worth a try, 100%.
Well, what about if we apply all the shields that we apply?
That would be the way to go, I think, in
this
situation.
Yeah, that's what we do. We do that. I mean, increase their vibrational frequency. We cut ancestral DNA. We release trapped emotions very slowly. And schizophrenia, I think, is probably important. We also retrieve and reattach lost soul fragments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's somehow, but I think negative entities may be making things worse. They connect themselves to people who are depressed or schizophrenic. And some even just create this illusion of being schizophrenic when the person's really not. I've had a lot of people who have done this on that were diagnosed with mental illness that all of a sudden didn't have anymore. So, and it was just caused by the
negative. Yeah, I understand.
But
well,
anyway, it's hard.
The thing is,
it hurts.
I mean, is he just living on the streets? I mean, as I said, he's been missing. Nobody knows his whereabouts.
I
don't know if he's in a homeless shelters or...
No, it feels like he's on the streets, and then he know a few people there that he stays with occasionally. On their couch or something like that.
Probably,
sleeping on the couch. He has a few friends, I think, that he kind of drifts around to different homes.
Yeah. Okay. Because he's got family there, but they don't, you know, they don't have any contact with him, and he doesn't have a phone anymore. So as I said, I spoke with a county investigator today, and, you know, she wants to find him because they're going to have to put out a warrant for his arrest if he doesn't show up in court for his charges. So, I don't really mind that because somebody'd be looking for him at least.
I'm sorry. I know, if you want to email me, I have a really good psychic detective woman that's a good friend of mine. I can look, but it's not what I specialize in. She's amazing. So just email me, and I can send you her contact info. That would be
All right,
that
Courtney.
That will help me do the scalar work to locate him more specifically.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Take
okay.
Care,
well, I guess at least.
I keep muting people before they're finished. I'm so sorry. What, Courtney?
Oh, nothing. I was just saying bye to her. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. 215 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
There you are. How are you?
All right. How are you, Elisa?
Good. Who is this?
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, hi, Brian.
Hi, Brittany. How are you tonight?
We're good. How can we help you?
First, I just want to say thank you for everything that you do, the show. You really, your work is great, and it helps a lot of people. It helps me out tremendously. I'm calling in tonight. Really don't have any questions. I'm just enjoying the show. But since he's there and you got Elohim and the Master Angels, I'll take whatever message that, you know, is coming through.
Yeah, let's give it to Brian. What you got?
Okay.
For Brian.
Hold on a sec. Sorry, I got a frog in my throat. One second. You know, you've done a tremendous amount of work healing yourself. It looks like I'm hearing that you had a really difficult childhood that you've really worked on healing. It's I think you're moving into a new part of your life that's going to feel really nice.
Absolutely. I've been, like I said, my path, my road, my journey, I've been on for the last 5.5 years. I stumbled across Channel and Eric, and man, I'll tell you, he helped me out, and he still does. I talk to him all the time. So
I know. He says you guys are like good friends.
Oh.
Yeah, 921. I see 921 all the time. That's his birthday. That's like a little way. I called in before, and he got me in contact with my dad, my dog, Linda Hack. I did the light language with her.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
I've been involved with this show since 2018, to be honest with you.
That's awesome.
Wow.
No, he's just it's really amazing how much you have like done to heal yourself.
So admirable. Good on you, man.
I'm still not there, but I know we're on the downhill now. And again, when I get there. It's going to be quite a story. I definitely will be calling back in, and it'll be something. It's not ready to be out yet, but it's been an experience, and to know, like I said again, like this work that you do. If people didn't have this to listen to watch, I watch and I read. You know, I read you got you on the articles and all that. People didn't have this. Like if I didn't have this. And I was here 3 years in 2018, from 2018 till now. It's a big difference. I mean, it's a big difference. That's why I say your work is all of you, you know, you're all genuine. You all do good work. And believe it, people are getting answers tonight, just like I'm getting answers tonight, even though there are other people calling in. It all blends together. Like, and another thing, I'll throw this one out there. I mean, I hear Eric Hayes. I call him me because it's just short. And I hear him all the time on all these YouTubes. All the time I hear him. Like, I'll get like a, you'll hear like a voice. You'll hear a male voice. And I believe it's him. You could even ask him. I guarantee you, he'll say, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Aaron?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He leaves EVPs everywhere. It's crazy. And he's so, so, so good at it.
Everywhere.
You guys are good friends. I like that.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad, Brian, that he has you as a friend, you know?
I'm glad to have him. And again, once again, you, Elisa, for starting this and all the, you know, work that you do. It's not unnoticed. Trust me, it's not unnoticed. You're changing
you.
The world, changing the people, one soul at a
Thank
time.
You.
I'm telling you.
Well, that means a lot.
No, that's
lot.
True.
I would hate to think that my little boy's death was just a tragic waste. That really means a lot to me. I need that to hear that from time to time, you know?
I know. I know. The biggest sacrifice, but in the end, the work, one doesn't wipe out the other, but know that you are making a difference and changing, especially now more than ever with everything going on in the world and everything else.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks, Ace.
Thank
you,
Brian.
You, Courtney. Thank
Eric,
you, Master Angels.
Take care of your buddy, Eric.
Oh, he is.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. All right. We have somebody from the 786 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
You can turn the sink off now. I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me.
I heard water running, so I thought maybe you had the sink running.
Oh, no. I was doing dishes while I was waiting.
I knew it. I saw you doing dishes. What's your first name and where are you calling from, for Courtney's sake?
I'm Yvette, and I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi,
Fort
Yvette.
Lauderdale. All right. What can we do for you, darling?
Yeah. Well, Eric and I share a very special date, a birthday. Not
I know.
Same
I was
going to
say that. I was like, you guys have the same birthday.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Anyway, Elisa, I've been watching and listening to you for almost 10 years. I came to you after my mom passed, and I just want to know if there's any special messages for me out there.
Hmm. What's your mom's first name?
Her first name is Brunilda, but they called her Bruni.
Mm. She's a force.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my gosh. She is a force of energy. You know, she's like, she's just like a big presence in the room is the way I describe her. Yeah, exactly. She has been watching over you and your family since she, you already know that though, she says.
Yeah, yes, I do.
But she just wants to say that she loves you and she's watching over you.
Oh. Yeah. Those 921s, Elisa, are all over the place.
Isn't that something?
She's
just like what Brian said. Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Dad, for calling.
Thank you.
You.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you too. All right.
Go in my bedroom.
From the 775 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, who are we talking to?
To Denise Cowan.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. I'm calling from Sunnyvale, California.
Hi. Wow. How can we help you?
Hi. I was lucky enough to have my aura imaged in 2018, and I got Reiki attunement, Reiki... I just ran out of my mom's and I got into chakras and crystals, and then I had to move here from Reno to take care of my 91-year-old mother with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so excited to get going with all this stuff, and I kind of stuck it in the closet, and I got all my crystals in together, which aren't supposed to be. And for the life of me, I can't stay positive, and I just get too scattered there.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on. Yeah, I can feel the anxiety. Eric over here, he said, I feel him spatially. He says that he does not want you to give up on your dream of being a healer, because you really do have, you really are coming in with that energy on the planet. So he does not want you to give it up. He does not want you to throw in the towel.
Mm-mm.
This is just right now. You can put it aside for a moment, but it feels like it comes back into play relatively soon. Right now, the move was really hard on you. And you are also picking up on some of the energy of the household you are living in because you're very sensitive to energy. And it feels, yeah, it's like the household feels really scattered. Does that make sense?
The home? Or are you living alone?
It is very.
No, the
no,
home.
I live,
the home.
No, it's my mother's mobile home, and I moved here. But there, like I said, she has Alzheimer's, and she's 91. And so
yeah.
I don't get to be outside much, which is, of course, where the universe is and where I'm happiest.
Oh.
And I'm just feeling so stuck inside, and I can't seem to get back to how I felt in 2018 when I moved here. I was so getting my spiritual.
Can you take her out with you and like just do some deep breathing and grounding for a few minutes a day?
No, I can go out a few minutes a day, but we're in a mobile home park where I can't put my feet in the dirt, in the grass, in that kind of. It's like cement everywhere.
Oh, okay.
My backyard's a little, and so I can't just sit out in my yard and for a few minutes, you know. And,
okay.
Well, can Medicare pay for a sitter every once in a while for her?
Yeah, I just haven't. You know, I'm so bad at starting everything and not following through. So I just haven't. I haven't got the help I need with her, and everything I just stopped. I just stopped in the middle of everything. And that's why the house is such a mess. The energy in the house.
So you're scattered because the energy of the home is scattered. So step one is, if you can, start picking up the home, you know, as much as you can. Just clearing the clutter. And that's going to help because you're very sensitive to energy, and it's really affecting you on a cellular level. The
what
second thing,
sage followed by Palo Santo, would that help?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I just want her to like clean first and then sage it, but definitely just like physical cleaning right now. Very practical. Sometimes I joke that if I can't figure out what to do, my best energy work is to clean my home. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is very practical.
That is in need also. But also the paperwork. I'm so disorganized that I just fall into this rut where I stop and I've got mail still to open.
I see.
And I just
all.
Get,
so, just
piles,
why don't you,
piles.
Of course you're overwhelmed. It's overwhelming. I see it and feel it in this moment. But let's just have you pick one task a day. One task a day.
Okay.
So tomorrow is I'm going to go through my mail. Okay? You know what I mean? And then you're going to pick one thing, make a list of all the things that need to get done, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to do one thing tomorrow. I'm going to go clean the bathroom. I'm going to do that. And not because, like, break it down into these really small, more manageable chunks that your brain can wrap around. You know?
I'm good at making lists and not following through, so that is good advice. Anything else you can tell me, Erica, about my mother or my next? I'm not making any money, and I just feel like my energy just turns so negative the second I walk in the house. I don't even want to be in here.
It's very hard.
You've already told me how to start with that, but
right.
I like to be positive.
He wants you, one, to be very, very practical. And so you're good at being, like, out of it. You want to get back. It's hard because you don't like where you're living. It's hard. But we've got to get you back in your body and just focus on what is the one thing I need to do today. Even though you cannot directly put your feet on the soil, even if you're putting your feet on concrete and connecting in your mind with the earth energy, it will still be effective.
Yes, and imagine,
can that be done
imagine, roots, imagine roots growing from your the soles of your feet.
Exactly.
All the
exactly.
way to the core of the earth, you know, and just giving thanks to
And can
God.
That be done from inside? Because I listen to Eric pretty much every night, and
you can absolutely do that for inside. I do that inside in between all my clients. I do the same thing. So absolutely inside. You know, just imagine roots growing. You can grow out of your tailbone or your feet, going down, down, down through into the center of the earth. Okay, that you have a kind of a grounding cord. Okay.
Yeah, you need that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will be helpful for you.
Everybody, send her love and healing energy and prayers. Eric, you'll help her, right?
Yes. He will help her. Just practical, break it down. Tomorrow is the mail. Start with the mail.
Right. And then one room at a time. All right.
One set.
Awesome. Good. Good deal. All right. Got somebody from the 734 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi there. What's up?
This is Margaret.
Margaret?
Sorry, I missed your name. Margaret?
Yes. I've had a problem for probably about 50 years with my feet getting cold, and I've often wondered if it was a past life memory that caused it. Could Eric give me some insight into that?
Oh my gosh, it is a past life memory. They're showing me you got frostbite. Really bad.
Oh my God.
You were a male. It was a recent lifetime. You were a man, and it looks like you were in the middle of the night, and you're out in the middle of a forest. It looks like you don't have a home or something like that, and your feet get frostbite. So yes, it absolutely is a past life memory. They're saying
Wow. It
is in Germany, and you can get frostbite in Germany. Is it cold? That cold there? Yes.
Yeah.
He's laughing
sometimes.
At me. Yeah, he's laughing at me. So I was like, "What?" And you can clear this past life.
How?
I would book a session with somebody who does past life stuff. So Veronica does a lot of it.
What about the energy repair, protection, and enhancement?
Oh, yeah. That will work.
You reconnect
you're clearing
that.
Out all,
lost,
absolutely.
Lost
that will be
a past life.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And so for DNA, what do you call it? Reuniting soul fragments? Because I bet you got some lost soul fragments on those feet that need to be reconnected.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a perfect thing to do.
Yeah. So
okay.
Go to Atlantis Scale Art and go to Start Here and really read about it. We just added, and I haven't put it in the description box, the Elohim.
And what's the name of it?
It's if you go to AtlantisScalar.com, go to the Start Here category, and then you'll see Energy, Repair, Protection, and Enhancement. It does like 100,000 things. It's incredible. So,
okay.
But I haven't added the newest thing that we added today, and that's the Elohim blocking the influence of other lives, past lives in particular, on current lives, like you obviously are seeing with the bleed through from that life of frostbite to this current life. But the Elohim takes care of that for us.
Well, which one should I have?
Just that. It covers everything. Just the ERPE, the Energy Repair, Protection, and Enhancement. It covers a bunch of stuff for one household, and it does it for everybody in your home, even your animals, your home, your possessions, the land you're on. It covers a lot. And that's why it takes like 10 to 14 hours to do, but it's so worth it. I want you to go to the Atlanta Scalar YouTube channel and look at the video testimonials. They will blow you away, okay? It's
I will do that. You did some work for me before, but I didn't have any results.
Oh, well, when was that? Was that before we added all this stuff?
I'm guessing it was maybe July of last year.
Oh, no wonder. We've added so much since then. And I think the past life thing is the big one. And the soul fragments and releasing trapped emotions, cutting ancestral DNA, grounding, anchoring the higher self into the energy body, masculine, feminine, rebalancing, clearing out old karma, bunch of stuff. It's a whole nother game. It's like iPhone 1.0, now iPhone 13 Pro Max.
I will check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, and Courtney Dillon.
I love you guys, too.
Thank
Courtney,
you.
Love you, too. Courtney Dillon at Courtney Dillon.
Kudos to Courtney for doing such a great job.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Love you, Eric.
Thank you.
And also,
love you, too.
Don't forget the
love everybody.
Spring, the spring equinox, Eric, E-R-I-K, 20 is the code. Love
thank
you, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.